Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy and darn sexy people. Again, against all odds, here we are. I'll tell you, we got to figure this blog talk thing out. Every week it's something different. Every week. Anyway, did you miss me? Because I missed you. But I was away doing a really great little movie. And I had to travel back Sunday morning, otherwise I couldn't get back till Monday night. So I'm sure you enjoyed Nadia, who's always fabulous and wonderful and right on. Okay, so I want to remind you that our webinar, our next webinar, is coming up November 11th after the election, after things settle. It's called What's Next. According to the channel, we need to have a plan in place. So I hope you will join us. I can't wait to see what's going to come through. This is going to be a challenging week, guys. Stay balanced. Be vigilant about staying balanced. And please read my daily emails, because the channel brought through a lot of information and guidance in the daily emails that I send out. All right, so hold on to your hats, because I've got a few things here. And I know we're starting late, so we'll have to scooch. All right, the first one, I was doing work for a friend's child who they think had a seizure, but what was energetically behind it is, I'm here to change the world, but I can't. How many of us are feeling like that? Well, that's the way they want you to feel. And we know that we have to stay in our knowing and in our power in order to create the world we want. So literally, the child's brain was defaulting and trying to reset around that limiting belief. And of course, it all comes down to, I can never be God. But the channel wants you to know that if you are creating yourself consciously, then you are changing the world, right? So don't look outside of yourself for the next week, okay? Let's just look within and keep saying, what do I want? What do I want to create? I am creating that. And I'm claiming this for all energy in all dimensions. The other piece of information that came in was the spiritual virus of judgment toward ourselves. Let me state that again. The spiritual virus of self-judgment. Now, If we live in self-judgment, we will continue to create disease in our lives, because that is literally turning the energy against ourselves, right? So I accept myself, I appreciate myself, I honor myself, and I accept that I'm growing and I'm learning. And that's okay. That's going to go on forever, guys. Remember, there's no two to get to. Constant, continual state of enlightenment, empowerment, and understanding. All right? So no more self-judgment, and that means lots more self-acceptance and love. And I'm here to change the world, and I can, because I create myself consciously. And so it is. The other interesting thing that you'll read in the e-blast is about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. How many of you think that comes from the good book? Because when we got in this discussion, I sure did. So you'll be interested in reading the e-blast about how all that came down on the set. The last thing is they took me to core belief number 16, which is my intellect and my heart, so my mind, my brain, and my heart can't integrate into one whole because I'm off balance of incorrect female and male powerful energy. So we definitely want to direct that I am the balance and I am in balance of masculine, feminine energy, which is what creates power through divine love. So we are claiming this for all energy in all dimensions right now. I want you to be vigilant this week to keep creating what you want. Feel the love, feel the joy around what you want. So we are claiming that we are the balance of masculine, feminine energy. We are power through divine love, and we are claiming this for all energy in all dimensions. And so it is. I can't wait to get all this information. It's not a predictions webinar, but it's how to get our plan in place for the rest of the year and the upcoming, at least first of the year. Okay, so can I go to the callers? Because I know they're chomping at the bit. All right, Miss Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee. It's nice to have the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you, darling.
I appreciate
it. What can we help you with?
Well, I have been noticing this is happening with me, but I've also spoken with at least three or four other people who are now having blood pressure issues that have
sure.
never had it before.
Sure.
And I'm just would like to
how much news
have,
are you watching?
A bit, not a lot. I'm watching more Hallmark movies.
Well, that's good. That's going to help you stay in balance. But, oh dear, I need to go to the body book. Hang on, because I can't have my headphones on because I couldn't even get on the show. Hold on a minute.
Just a minute.
You know, our blood pressure goes up. Before I go to the body book, our blood pressure goes up when we are fighting ourselves. Okay. Is this where I'm going? Here. Hold on. I'm switched, aren't I? Okay, we're still going here. Okay, Eeyore. Yep. They are experiencing a what's the use? It won't work anyway. Demoralized defeatism, resulting in a giving up on life and a settle in for lifestyle. And didn't I just, that's just what I was addressing with the masculine and feminine. And do you understand that that's what's going on with COVID and the election and everything? You either know you have the power of self-creation or you don't, guys. And if you know it, your world and your body is going, they're going to be much more in balance for you if you know it. So, Kathy, do you resonate with that? What's the use?
I think there's a bit of that, yes, with all of the changes in the way we teach and everything that's been turned upside down.
Well, and I can tell you, you know, I get a lot of political stuff, and they want me to sign all these petitions. And I've actually caught myself saying, oh, dear God, it's not going to make any difference anyway. But you see, we know that's not true. We know the more we hold our focus on what we want and the joy of that and open ourselves up to all the possibilities that the universe can create it with, right? Then we're happier and we're more stable. And we don't go to the what's the use. You see, that's how a bully wears you down, baby. Remember back in grade school? Well,
yes.
I don't have any power over them. Well, you have power over you. Do I need any more of this? No. And, gosh, that's so interesting that that's what blood pressure is. That just rocks my world because it makes so much sense to me. So here we are in this community working and striving to live every day in knowing that we are the creation of our own lives and we have control over that, while there's a part of us that is going into fear that we don't. And so that means you start pushing against yourself, and there you have your blood pressure. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So, Kathy, when I ask if you're doing the breathing exercise, I get a no. Are you?
No.
Well, see, guys, so guarantee you that'll help your blood pressure. 10 minutes a day. Don't tell me you don't have it because you can't be busier than me. And that's a priority in my life. I will not go to bed if I don't do that one exercise.
I think it had just gotten lost in the shuffle of everything else and wasn't coming to mind. So that was being neglected.
Well, I'm telling all of you, according to the channel, that is the most powerful exercise, the most powerful guidance they've given us to hold our lives in balance and to create health and wellness everywhere in our lives. And I explained it in the Health and Wellness Summit that it has to do with the vagus nerve, which sends out information to your entire body. I didn't really understand it scientifically till Greg Braden explained it in one of his things. It was just channeled to me, but I didn't really understand the scientific implications around it, the medical implications around it, until I was reading or listening, I guess, to one of Greg Braden's things. So anyway, your choice, Gabby. Okay?
I appreciate the reminder. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, baby cakes. Much love to you. All right, we are going to Maria in San Francisco. Maria, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning. What can we do for you, babe?
I am dealing with a few overlapping things with a lot of anger that's unspoken with my family and feeling flat to sort my things in a very small space to get moving out of here. And then I created a hip and leg injury with my lower back. And last night I had increasing convulsions. And since you just mentioned, like, seizures.
Maria, I really am getting that you need to consult a doctor.
For?
Well, they're saying a doctor for your back. And if you could find, I know this is a weird term, a new age therapist to work on an ongoing, you know, just to help you maintain your balance, sweetheart, because that's a classic example of how we say, I want to move out of here, oh, but I really don't, so I'll create something physical so I can't move out of here. So you're kind of dependent on these people. Is that true?
I do get public benefits, so I have that much.
Yeah.
So
you see, that's where, just like the blood pressure, I want it, I don't want it. You know, I know it, I don't know it. So you have to be clear and get in trust with yourself that you can make it on your own. And then a lot more things will open up to you to be able to get out of there. Do you understand? But the back thing you need to consult a doctor with. Energetically, I gave you the cause of it.
Yeah, because I was lifting boxes while I was trying to sort and move, and I fell backwards.
Yeah, not energetically. That's not what it's about. Energetically, you had to create a reason that you couldn't leave so you could keep the benefits. So you have to sort that out. So all of Maria is integrated into one decision and one choice. All right, honey?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. You bet. Okay, we're going to Ms. Lee in California. Hi, babe, you're on. I don't know where you went, but you just clicked off. I don't know what's going on with this stupid site today. All right, call back in, Lee. I'll look for you, or Stephen will look for you. Janet in California, you're on.
Good morning, my beautiful friend. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
Did you know your movie was on this morning? Your ET
Which
movie
one?
Is on this morning. ET
Which
is
one?
On this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. I just thought I needed to share that.
Well, thank you. Another dollar and 50
like,
cents.
Yippee! There you go. I'm doing the morning exercise, and I do my very, very best to spend 10 minutes at it. Life is good. I want to know what I need to refocus on. You know, I'm more accepting. I'm more accepting of how life is. You know, I struggle with dollars. I never got a new job.
Okay, so one
job
of the things
okay.
you want is more money, right?
More money would be beautiful. Sure.
Okay, so and what's in your way?
I'm not sure. I include that in my morning meditation, in my my breathing
tell
exercise.
Tell me what you say.
I say, I am money. Money flows to me abundantly, consistently, easily, and effortlessly.
Yeah, but okay.
I am the freak.
Okay, all right, stop. Because
yes.
The channel is saying, yeah, but you don't believe that. And you're not open to all the possibilities that we can bring you around it. And that's the big message. Guys, it is not up to you to figure out how. It is up to you. See, and when I say you're feeling love and excitement when you say that, I get a no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's the first step in the breathing exercise, is you go to your love place.
And I do that. And I have, this last week, I have actually been including, and I hadn't done it before, that I am open to all possibilities.
Okay,
so
great.
It's about my dedication to it. It's about my, more about my feelings when I say those things, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember, the universe gets how we feel more than what we say.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So I need to concentrate my feelings along with the words
that I say.
Well,
you know, lighten up and have some fun with it, Janet. Lighten up and have some fun with it. What is your love place?
I go to Tahiti. We had a trip about 4 years ago when we went to Tahiti, and it was one of those bucket list vacations.
Yeah.
And it raises, I can tell that it actually raises my personal vibration when I put myself there.
Absolutely does. And that's what money feels like. That's what money feels like. You see, they're all expressions of energy, guys. And so when you get that money and health and wellness and great relationships all feel like your love place, you're going to start creating a lot more from your love place of what you want.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Sometimes I go, oh, I am money and it feels like Christmas because I love Christmas. I just love Christmas. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's incredibly
helpful.
Thank you.
I'm not getting anything else, Janet. Just play around with that.
Okay.
And have more fun with it, guys. Creation's fun, especially when it starts showing up. And you go, hot damn, I did it. I'm going to do it again.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Phyllis, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Can you hear me? Hey.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, good. I was going to ask about somebody else, but then, of course, I know it's always about me, so let's talk about me. But, I got into, you know, when you get... Go ahead. Oh, so when you get into this creative space, you know, with your writing or, you know, working on a photo or something, I just find I just want to go for 8-10 hours straight. And even though I know balance is the key to a good day, there's just something about,
But why can't you stay in balance while you're creating 8 or 10 hours a day?
Okay.
Yeah. You want to do everything you want. It's rocking your boat. And really, the channel is saying, Phyllis, you are in balance. Why do you think you're not in balance? You're in balance because you're having a great time in creating.
Yeah, that's true. There's almost, it's almost like my mind wants to say, well, you know, you didn't eat today, that sort of thing.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
No.
Of course you have to eat. because you have to nourish
right.
your physical body.
Right.
But you
okay.
can do that and still work 10 hours a day.
Yeah, because it's so much fun. It's just so, like, there's no sense of time
yeah.
at all. It's like,
yeah, that's why
so
you're
cool.
creating so much. So why don't
yeah.
you make a list of 6 or 8 meals that are easy, that you like. Get whatever you need. Keep them in the cabinet. And then you won't have to think about it, you know, even if you have to make some stuff up ahead, Phyllis. But
right, yeah.
If you're happy and you're creating, guys, you're
yeah.
in balance. Okay?
Okay, got it. Just
all right. That was a good lesson
yeah.
for everybody. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Great.
All right, baby. You bet. Ryan, what's up?
Hello, beautiful.
Hello,
I have an
darling.
Unusual request for your channel. I've misplaced an external hard drive, and I've been using my channel to try to locate it, but where it says that it should
well,
be...
Well, it's in the house.
Yeah.
They're saying it's in the house. Have you been saying I know where it is?
Yes.
Okay. And nothing comes in?
I've had a couple of visions of spots, but I go to check them and it's not there.
Well, I can tell you, Rye, it's... Do you have a study?
No.
Well, you have an area that's like a study, right?
Yes.
I'm getting that it's there, but it's underneath stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even maybe underneath stuff on the floor. Hold on, is there anything? Yeah, so try that and get back to me, will you?
Okay, appreciate your help.
Okay, but you have to lift stuff up. That's the key. You
okay.
have to lift stuff up because it's underneath other stuff.
Okay.
It might even be, do you have a computer case?
No.
Or a briefcase or anything like that that you would carry it in? It's not in
well,
it.
Well, usually I stick it in my camera bag, but I checked that already.
Yeah, no, it's not the camera bag. All right, look around the area that you would call a study area where you work.
Okay.
Okay, and look underneath things.
All right, thank
All right.
you so much.
You're welcome, baby. Thank you. That was interesting. Lanny yesterday had lost 2 little things that had to cover some prongs and he couldn't find them. And I said, all right, let's just stand here and say, I know where they are and I found them. And I swear to God, you guys, I turned around and looked at the table in the entryway and they were there behind the statue that I keep on it. So it does work. I'm telling you, it works. Julie in Indiana, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
Really good. Thank you, darling. What can we do for you?
I have a question. My teeth are giving me a lot of problems and I just don't want to go and have all this work done. I've had so much work done in the past. And I was just wondering, is this like an energetic thing or is it really like a physical thing? And I just...
Okay, guys, again, let me explain. Everything physical is energetic. Everything physical starts in your energy first. And we're having to go to the body book again. So let me see. page, before this page, this page, this page, here. Okay, energetically, perennial child, they have a pattern of displaying a propensity to not take things seriously. Does that apply to you?
I don't think so.
Is this a past life thing? No. This started at the time of conception. So, what about your mom and dad? Does that apply to either one of them? Well, I'm going right to your mom.
To not take things seriously? I mean, she's a pretty serious person. That would be kind of surprising.
All right, hold on. We're both balanced. Anybody switched? This is the highest thing around her teeth. People, I'm listening for the words, everybody. From the channel, people can be serious and not take things seriously.
Okay.
All right, guys, like, give me an example. Well, the country right now is seriously dealing with climate change, and yet most of the country is not taking it seriously. So that's the key in for you. That, hold on, I think they're going to take us to something specific now. That, am I going to a core belief? Yeah. Okay, you need to take seriously that you are the creator of you.
Okay.
That you can believe you're God. And the God of you.
So I could believe that I could, like, feel my teeth on my own. I guess I don't. I believe
no,
that.
No, you don't believe that. And according to the channel, you definitely do need to see the dentist, baby, because your teeth can affect a lot of other parts of your body, even your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know this. But energetically, if you don't clear up what we just got to, that I am seriously claiming that I am the God of me and my teeth can heal. Now, if you can shift that around energetically and feel good about it, the work is going to be a lot less, and you won't have to deal with it the rest of your life after they do this work. You understand? But if you don't get the energetic thing in place, then it's just whatever they do is a Band-Aid, and it keeps coming back.
Yeah, that's what's been happening. So, okay. Okay.
All right, baby.
Okay.
That's all I got for
Thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was an interesting one, especially the example. Yeah, I know I should focus on that. I know I should be seriously doing something about that, but I'm not going to take it seriously enough to move on it. Huh. Wow. Lisa in Chicago. Hi, babe.
Yeah, hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good.
I would like to ask the channel how I can create the most peaceful and joyful Thanksgiving holiday for my kids.
Okay, the very first thing before you even finished was let go of how it has to be. Let go of how it's always been. It ain't going to be that way this year. Okay? Now, first of all, if you all sat down and got together and gave thanks around a Thanksgiving table and had spaghetti and meatballs, would that be enough for you?
Issue is, I'm okay doing it any day. This is the first year I will not have my ex with us because we all decided that's not a good thing. My kids want to be with me on Thanksgiving, and he wants them with him on the actual day. And they prefer to be with me, so I want to give them the calmest, most peaceful. They're adults, 18 to 25.
Well, then they get to choose. It's not up to you, and it's not up to him.
I agree. They have a tough time choosing because I tell them I'm open, and they get threatened by
him.
Well,
that's their lesson,
baby. They don't do what he wants. Okay,
that's their lesson, and that's the biggest gift you can give them is, guys, you're adults, and you have to go into your heart and, you know, go to the place that you want to be at on Thanksgiving Day. If you want to be with your dad, I'll make Thanksgiving the night before. But you have to choose. You're adults. I mean, come on.
That's the tough thing. They said, we don't want to get into this. You two decide. Okay,
no.
So I just put it back on them. Put it back
on
them.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and empower them.
That's right. They have
okay.
to learn, you know, not to throw that responsibility onto you anymore.
Wow,
that's
thank
the
you.
Highest. That's the highest way you create ultimate, ultimate happiness for everybody is when everybody makes their own decision.
This is very, very helpful for me to be able to let go of guilt associated with this.
Mother, I understand, Lisa. As a mother, I understand. We want them to be happy, and we want to take care of them, but ultimately, they've got to learn to create themselves. And then everybody's happier. Okay?
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Thank you.
All right, baby. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You can do this. Let go. Let go.
I will.
They will find it within themselves. Okay. All right, Miss Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, Dee, thank you.
Good.
I have a little scenario kind of question I want to see if the channel would elaborate a little on.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes when you're in your love place and it feels huge, and you can really feel there is a light there that can be shut, you know, that can move
yes.
out into the world. Well, my question is, you know, when you have loved ones or friends that are going through things, you know, maybe they need work or they have some physical stuff. Is it just as effective? It feels like it's so effective. If you just sit with that light and that sense of love, and you just send them that without putting anything else, without claiming.
Absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You are
don't have
right
to claim
on.
That they're going to find work, or you don't have to claim that they're going to be okay in the hospital or any of that. You just sit with that love and that light.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. And,
all right. I thought so, but, you know, sometimes you think you have to add things to it, you know,
well,
like direct it.
Okay, so let's go back to the principles of the work, Vicki. As you believe, it's
mm-hmm.
delivered to you. So for those of you out there that think you have to add something, make sure it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
I see you as whole and happy and vibrant and healthy. I see you in abundance. Wow. And this love that I'm sending you, that's what it feels like, and that's who you are, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
You know, so many people go into the drama, and I know I have someone in my family who is in the ICU right now who's very ill. And I talked to another member of the family, and I said, okay, let's remember the most positive thing we can do for them is to stay in joy and love and keep affirming that to them, whether it's in a feeling or in words. It's the same thing, Vicki. You're right on,
okay,
baby.
Great. Okay, good. Okay.
All right, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
That was a really great question. All right, Kirk, Long Island.
Hey there. Oh, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I got that my purpose in raising my hand today was to bring joy to the call and to remind us that whatever we focus on, are you focusing on what it is that you want, which should bring you joy? And if you're focusing on what you don't want, it will bring you more stress. And so the question I pose to everyone listening now and in perpetuity is, how much joy are you bringing to the table right now?
Yes, and to yourself.
Yeah.
How much joy are you bringing to yourself, guys? Because the more joy and the more love that you are, the more you shift the world. You're right on. Right on, Kirk. Thank you for that reminder. And we've had little bits and pieces of that coming in during the show. So,
absolutely.
Yep, especially this week. And please, again, read the daily emails. You can sign up for them easily at IMD Wallace. And it's pretty powerful stuff, the guidance that they're giving us for this week and beyond. So thank you, Kirk. Always lovely to hear from you, sweetheart. All right. I think I saw Miss Lee back on here. Here you are. What the hell happened? Did you click yourself off?
No, I'm just blabbering away and talking to myself.
I don't know where you went. It was just there you were, and now you're gone. Well, what can I help you with, baby?
I just wanted to say hello before the election, just to feel your calm Zen self, and just hear what the town had to say. Be vigilant, stay balanced.
Well, you will get a lot of that. They gave us a very strong claim to stand firm with this whole week. It'll be in the Monday daily e-blast. But basically, it is kind of what the whole show has been about. Stay in joy. Stay in your knowing. Know that you are the power of your own creation. And hold firm in that. And not just for this week. It's a continual thing until all of this is sorted out.
Lovely.
But just know that the work we've done, according to the channel, this is the right question, this is the highest question, is being answered. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I feel it. Claiming that I'm creating beyond the past, just beyond it.
Yeah, and don't get so much drama going on, guys. Walk away, walk away, walk away. I mean, I'm to the point now where I just get my information online, because both sides are creating so freaking much drama that it's challenging to stay focused. But we can, because we know how to do that, especially if y'all are doing the breathing exercise. Okay. Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
I love you, Diddy. Thank you.
All right. Another Deanna in Florida. I've got to take Deanna's call because I'm a Deanna. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Thank you, Dee. Nice to talk to you.
Are you named after Deanna Durbin, too?
I am. I'm the one that you met when you were here.
Oh, right. Oh, good. I'm glad you called in. What can I help you with?
Well, first of all, a big hug. Listen, Dee, my health is like at a crisis point, and I was wondering what the channel had to say.
Your health is at a crisis point.
Yes.
When I say that's a true statement, I get a no. When I say it's true that you believe that, I get a yes. So I want to remind you that as you believe, it is delivered to you. So are you spending more time saying and thinking my health is at a crisis point, or are you spending more time in, huh?
No, I'm feeling it and it's visible. I have an appointment on the 4th with a doctor I believe I can trust. And it's pretty, it's the heart and it's right above there. It's really visible.
Hold on. They're taking me back to self-judgment. What are you judging yourself about?
Well, everything, my pension. Everything.
Yeah, well, that's, your heart can't take it anymore, baby.
Yeah.
Can you just accept and love yourself? You got nothing to lose and all your health to gain. Remember what Bruce Lipton, he said it as clearly as it can be said. If you hold yourself in love, you create health. If you hold yourself in judgment or anger or fear, you create disease in your body.
I don't know how
much clearer it can be, Deanna.
Okay. Well, keep me in your prayers, all the same.
Of course, we will keep you in our prayers. But I want you to get up every day and during the day and say, okay, I'm going to my love place. I'm choosing that I love and I accept myself unconditionally, and it feels like love. The more you can live there, the more your heart can start repairing itself. Okay? But you do need to see this doctor. You do need to see the doctor, Deanna. Okay?
And I'm going to go vote today, so...
Good for you, baby. Good for you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, everybody, you guys, you have to get out and vote. You have to. Oh, my God, it's 9:55 already. I was trying to get through more people, but that's all we're going to be able to do today unless Stephen is going to kill me when I get off. I'm sorry. I know we got started late. Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, Blog Talk just bounced me off as the show was starting. But hey, we got to a lot of great stuff. We got to be together. We're counting our blessings. And we are standing in our knowing and our direction that this week is balanced and joyful and easy. And we are creating power through divine love everywhere in this world. And we are claiming this for all energy in all dimensions. Please make sure you join me November 11th. I think it's going to be a pretty powerful webinar. Let's say it together, everybody. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio.
You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.